Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
Once again, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus, and I ask this question: what is your hope in this day? On what are you resting? I think of a passage of Scripture found in the book of 1 Samuel. And 1 Samuel gives, in chapter 17, we have David going against Goliath. And Goliath is coming out to kill David. He thinks that he has certainly found himself a great opportunity to show his viciousness and the strike fear in the hearts of all of the people. And so as David comes out to fight Goliath, Goliath starts saying, you know, who are you? I'm going to take you and feed you to the birds. David starts talking about, well, I killed a lion, I killed a bear, and you too fall in the same category because you've defied the armies of the living God. And so Saul feels as though he has done a great thing in that he has come to fight David. He says in verse 43, the Philistines said unto David, am I a dog, or Goliath did, that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. See, Goliath had to be the mouthpiece for his gods because his gods could not speak. They had hands and they couldn't say, and ears and couldn't hear. And so Goliath curses David by Goliath's gods. In verse 44, the Philistine said unto David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield. Now, if someone were coming toward you with a sword and a spear and with a shield, wouldn't you feel like they were quite armed and well supplied, capable of doing you bodily harm? And you might be tempted to feel like, well, this is not the time for me to be facing this foe. You want a sword, a shield, a spear? The man was well equipped, and also he had on armor, had something on his head, had his breast covered, legs covered, and he came to fight against David. But David said, you come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield. Your sword you will cut, your spear you will use to pierce, and your shield you will use to guard yourself. You are well equipped. But that doesn't bother David, for he goes on to say, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. So, Goliath, you picked a fight with God, and I'm coming in his name. I'm representing him. And so I'll have to stand here and see what he wants me to do. I'll just face you and trust him with the rest. And so David goes forward. He takes these stones, 5 smooth stones, and he swings this sling, and he brings down Goliath. The stone stuck in his head. He was brought down because God directed the stone. That's my personal belief. Scriptures tell us that David had this, and he smote the Philistine in his forehead, and the stone stuck in his forehead, verse 49. The power of God, the glory of God in defeating the foe. Are you going forward today in the name of the Lord? I pray that you are and that you're doing right. Heavenly Father, we ask thy blessings again for Jesus' sake. Amen. Well, let's continue looking in the Gospel according to John, chapter 15, in which we have been considering how that the Lord has made this promise that he is going to go away, how that he is going to take care of his own. And then the believer is to be reminded of the security that the Lord promises to the believer. Now, you are a believer by the grace of God. God is good, and he's spoken to the heart. In verse 26, "But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me." Let's read this again. "But when the Comforter," the Parakletos, the one called alongside, "is come, whom I," Jesus is speaking, "will send unto you from the Father, even," and who is he? Who is this one called alongside? Who is this one whom the Lord Jesus will send? "Even the Spirit of truth." Now here he is called alongside us to minister unto us, and he's called the Spirit of truth. We've addressed this, the Holy Spirit of God, on some previous program, but now we're talking about the Spirit of truth, who is called to comfort the Christian. He speaks truth to our hearts. You ever been tempted to think that if you were to tell the truth, it would bring havoc? The Holy Spirit of God is going to always speak the truth. And the fact that he speaks the truth brings comfort to us into our lives, because he is the Spirit of truth. There is no lie in him. He cannot lie. You know, the people who are living a lie, they are constantly watching over their shoulders. I remember hearing a story of a man who had run from the law for a number of years. And he talks about, eventually he did come to terms with his crime and went back, gave himself up. But he talked about how that on the run, he could not look a policeman in the eye. He would always look away, was always looking on his shoulder, could never rest without the fear of wondering, will this be the day? You know, people live a lie. And then when they get to the place to where they think, well, I've got this covered. Nobody knows now. I finally committed the perfect crime, but the conscience tells them, no, you haven't. You know about it. And if you ever go into the hospital and have to get some kind of anesthesia, put to sleep, you might tell all that you know about this thing. You might give out the pieces of the puzzle. You might not know what are you going to say. There is the case in the book of Numbers, chapter 22 and following, when Balaam's donkey did speak, and Balaam wanted to open his mouth and to curse God's people. And every time he opened his mouth to curse God's people, a blessing flowed out. Now, this can work in the reverse, because God still is the author of all things. You think that you're going to open your mouth to cover up your lie, and the Lord can work it so that you open up your mouth and the truth comes out. You thus are found out. You have to get things right. You know, why would you want to live a lie? Get things right with God. You're going to have to face him one day. Your sin is not hidden from him. All of your deeds are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom you have to do. There is no getting around it. You feel like you've gotten things all covered up, and you are thoroughly and you are fully in charge. But God himself is going to bring it up one day, and he's going to remind you what it is that you have tried to cover up, and you haven't gotten away, because God is a God of truth. just and right is he. What will you do? You're trusting in the fact that you can always reason things out and you can work your way around. You know, there are people, they've told so many lies until they don't even know when they themselves are telling a lie. They'll tell a lie and believe their own lie. I've met people like that. I'm sure you have too. And they are certainly not a pleasure to be around. People who live like that. Constantly, and the scriptures tell us that all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. But the Christian is indwelt by the Spirit of truth, and he wants us to speak the truth. You know, when we say that we are God's servants, we are ministers of Christ, when we say that, people expect us to live like he is, to love what he loves and to hate what he hates. If you say you're a Christian, that means that you are a little Christ, that people will look to you for the truth. Now, how do you find out what the truth is? Why, you read your Bible, you believe your Bible, you obey your Bible. You know him. He says this to us now. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall, notice, testify of me. So the Spirit of truth testifies of Jesus. The Spirit of truth is the Holy Spirit of God. He talks of Jesus. He doesn't exalt anything else like he exalts Jesus, or to the height to which he exalts Jesus the Lord. He shall testify of me, says Christ, and ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. Now those who've been with the Lord Jesus can tell others about him. It always grieves my heart, though, when I meet people who will tell the Christian more about how the Christian is to live than the Christian himself knows. And they feel like they know so much. Now, a Christian's not supposed to do that. And I even have met men, known men who've had Christian wives, and they can tell their wives how the wife is supposed to live. And they expect the wife to live submitting themselves to them in their sin, and doing everything they want them to do, telling the wife, now, Christian's supposed to do this. Well, you know what they're doing when they say that? They are getting marks to themselves and weights to themselves that they will face at the judgment, a testimony against themselves, and hell will be much hotter for a person like that. They know what the Bible says, and they know how a Christian ought to live, and yet they didn't choose to trust Christ. They chose to live in sin and to try to get others to submit to their way. Yes, you'll face God one day because you rejected God's truth and mocked. Heavenly Father, we ask for thy blessings again upon the message. Blessed Holy Spirit, have thine own way for Jesus' sake. Amen. Join us again for another program of Light for the Pathway. I'm Willie Thompson. May the Lord bless.